some of the things that are being asked for are not things that can be done immediately. Medians, lighting, that's not something that happens overnight. What we need to look at right away, right now, before school gets out in the next 6 weeks, is there anything we can do short term, up front? And one of the consistent factors, and this is just the facts of the crashes, is we continue to have impaired pedestrians along Route 1 crossing the road. And so that's partially an enforcement. It's partially an engineering to make sure people are crossing at the right locations, but it is personal responsibility.
A spokesman for the Maryland State Highway Administration, Dave Buck, says 20-plus years of traffic calming efforts have targeted that stretch of highway that includes the deadly area of Route 1 at Knox Road.
All the way from the Beltway down past the university. So it's not just in there. There's certainly a very unique mix, somewhat similar to Ocean City, that we have in College Park. Tremendous amount of bicycles, an unbelievable amount of pedestrians and vehicles, coupled with the fact that you have people with bars and restaurants, just like in Ocean City, that are coming home midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. So it is going to take all involved that can do something from the official side of things, but certainly making the students well aware, and the bars need to be involved, and the restaurants need to be involved as well, and we're certainly going to make that happen here in the next several weeks.
As for some of the specific improvements made previously?
It's everything from crosswalks to countdown pedestrian signals in some areas, and we have worked with the business community before, so this isn't the first time we'd be approaching anything with that, but there's got to be a unilateral and across-the-board buy-in from deep and far-reaching areas, much like there was in Ocean City, where everyone bought in, and we saw a dramatic decrease, and I'm knocking on the table in front of me, in Ocean City in terms of pedestrian crashes and just getting people to start, but it's the constant messaging that has to resonate in order to make a difference. You can't hear it once a week, you can't hear it once a month, you have to hear it constantly for people to really start listening and for it to make a difference.